Music fans who go see Bob Dylan Sunday at the Lakeview Amphitheater might very well hear songs written by Syracuse native son Jimmy Van Heusen. Dylan has been playing music from Van Heusen's heyday on recent albums and as part of his shows. WAER's Chris Bolt and Live Space Entertainment executive producer Tom Honan got to speak about the connection with Van Heusen's great-nephew Brooke Babcock, who's in charge of the music catalog, and Wall Street Journal and Vanity Fair music writer Will Friedwald.
You know, what's it like hearing Bob Dylan singing the songs of the Jimmy Van Heusen catalog when we're kind of used to kind of the Dylan classics for many of us?
Well, the interesting part about Bob Dylan is on his two most recent projects, he has included 10 Jimmy Van Heusen songs. The first one being the Fallen Angels project. He's got two of the songs, All the Way and Polka Dots and Moonbeams. And then the most recent project he came out with, which is one that's really interesting to me, the project is called Triplicate. Bob Dylan sings 30 songs. And out of those 30 songs, 8 of them are Jimmy Van Heusen-composed songs.
Do you know why he picked those tunes?
Well, the overall reason is Sinatra, right? I mean, we haven't... We could assume that the reason he's attracted to Van Heusen to begin with is because of Sinatra, right?
Yes, the bulk of the songs on Triplicate are all Sinatra songs. Yeah, there's 88-plus songs that Sinatra recorded of Van Heusen.
And now Dylan has done what?
10 of them.
He's got a way to go.
Yeah.
I hope so.
There's a lot more records coming.
So musically, people might have kind of a nostalgic listen for some of the Great American Songbook tunes. What does Dylan bring to them?
My feeling about Dylan's standards albums is I think it speaks to the diversity and the integrity of the American songbook that you can have such diverse interpretations of the same material. And that's what I always say in most of my writing is that the American songbook is the only body of work where you can have people as different as Bob Dylan and Frank Sinatra singing the same song, and it can be fundamentally different, yet it's fundamentally the same. What I feel about the Dylan records is that, you know, bravo, you know, why not? Here's a new way to do it. Now, do I like it better than Sinatra? Well, of course not, but I don't have to make that comparison.
Right, sure. Well, and, you know, everybody, many songs have been interpreted by lots of different artists in different ways. What do you think, Brooke, when you hear these with the rough edges of Dylan?
Well, two of my songs that I really enjoy listening to Bob Dylan sing, one being All the Way. It is rough, and as Will expressed, it's just a different take on it. And the other one would be is September of My Years. I personally have just recently turned 56. I did not get that song at age 46. I didn't get it at 36. But as I have gotten older, September of My Years now speaks to me.
And, now you stop the pause at Wishing Wells, right?
Yes, yes.
The warm September of my years. As a month, a warm September of my years. As a man who has never paused at wishing well.
I think, too, when you compare Sinatra and Dylan, they're both very, very rooted in songwriting and song history. Dylan is rooted in blues and jazz and folk music, and he studies this, and he goes very deep into catalogs. And Sinatra, too, truly appreciated the origin of a song, and I think they both put that into how they look at a song, interpret a song, and pick a song.
One thing that Tony Bennett told me, and anybody that has a music publishing company like Brooke or is a songwriter would do well to keep this in mind. Tony said that if anybody wants me to pay attention to a song, the last thing you should do is send me a record of it. I don't want to hear somebody else doing it. If you want me to pay attention to it, send me the music, and I'll get my piano player to play it for me from the music in a way. Isn't that interesting?
It's it is. It makes it pure, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. He wants to start from, you know, the ground zero. He wants to start from, the notes, with the raw material itself. And I'm sure Sinatra was the same way.
Oh, he put his own spin on it. You don't want to copy it. You want to have your own organic version of it.
When you look at both of their personalities, both Sinatra and Dylan, they both do, have done, whatever the heck they wanted to do.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I felt a bump and heard
and oh, beg your pardon. Suddenly I saw polka dots and moonbeams all around the park.
I felt above and heard it, oh, beg your pardon. Suddenly I saw polka dots and moonbeams all around the park door street. The music started.
Dylan certainly could play his old music, play whatever he comes up with more contemporarily, and sell out the house. He has enough fans. People will buy his albums. What do you think he's going for when he goes to the Great American Songbook and Jimmy Van Heusen Music?
Again, I go back to the personalities. He's doing what he wants to do right now in his career. I mean, he's playing the music that he feels that best expresses himself at this moment in time, and he is doing a great job of it.
I think he's playing with this concept of interpretation, you know, where he comes from. Interpretation, improvisation, and composition can be very closely interrelated. Like, you know, Dylan has famously started by taking a traditional folk song and turned it into one of his own songs. I mean, you know, you can name a zillion examples of that. You know, The Girl from the North Country or Hard Rain's Gonna Fall, being based on an old English folk song called Lord Randall. Some of these arrangements of these songs where he changes them so much that it goes beyond arrangement into composition, you might say.
And he uses his touring band for these arrangements, which is another wrinkle in all of this. And I think these musicians are just equally adept at adapting to all kind of genre of music, different musics, and his leadership of that band is kind of cool when you look at what he inspires them to do and creates this new version of these songs, and, you know, based on the whole history of it, but it still puts his own spin on it.
It's a problem or it's play. It's a heartache either way. But beautiful.
I mean, there is a sort of a history of Dylan is coming here to Syracuse. Obviously, Jimmy Van Heusen was born here as Chet Babcock and, you know, went to school, et cetera. It's kind of an interesting full circle, isn't it?
It is. It is a very interesting. Here we are. My great uncle was born back in 1913. We're over 100 past years of that. His first songs were in their late 30s, early 40s. These songs are 50, 60, 70 years of age. And here we have Bob Dylan giving his interpretation of these songs. And they're still going strong after all these years. I mean, it is amazing that these songs are still being played and performed as we speak.
Yeah, and I guess we're all hoping that because of different artists doing these kinds of songs in different genres, that it would bode well for the American Songbook, attract new fans, certainly new rock fans for sure, but perhaps even younger fans.
Yeah, it certainly it's yet another path to it.
If you were mine, I'd never let you go. And that would be a beautiful
Jimmy Van Heusen's great-nephew, Brooke Babcock, Wall Street Journal and Vanity Fair music writer Will Friedwald, and Live Space Entertainment's Tom Honan speaking with WAER's Chris Bolt. The Bob Dylan Show is Sunday at the Lakeview Amphitheater.